It's 12:38. I'm Dave Trafford, and we talked about this story, I guess, must have been a few weeks ago now, back earlier in February. It was the Hero Canvas Project, and it was a kind of a neat idea. It involved kids from across the city, and they were sort of painting this hero mural, and the idea was to sort of project their image of what heroes were. And the cool part of the story is that it was going to be sent over to our troops in Afghanistan. And just to, as sort of as an acknowledgement of what they are, what they mean to us, Marja Perrin is the brain trust behind this Hero Canvas project, joins us now. How did it go?
It went really, really well. We actually received over 1,000 personalized greetings from the community.
Oh, and really?
Yeah, it was really amazing. And, you know, you had children and parents come out and individuals, and it was just a very welcoming environment. There were times where I saw, you know, parents with their kids just plopped on the ground cross-legged and just writing messages on the blank side of the canvases. And the kids that couldn't write, they would just doodle these sweet little animated pictures for our soldiers. It just went really, really well.
Now take us back to, I know we talked about this before, but some folks may not have completely understood it, and I probably didn't articulate it very well. They were actually, those who were making up the mural, it was their sense of what a hero was, right?
Absolutely.
And what were some of those images?
Oh, God, there's so many of them. One particular school decided to look at the traits of what a hero is to them. So instead of just, you know, using the word, they applied the whole concept of animals represent, such as the rooster with the pride, and, you know, there's different, you know, the eagles and beavers. And
so they put some thought into this.
Pardon?
They put a lot of thought into this.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then there's the youngest group had a superheroes objective where they created their own superheroes. And I think I mentioned the last time we talked that, you know, this one particular one which really resonated with me was Candy Girl, where she would sprinkle candies to robbers so that they would sweeten themselves up. It was
sweet. Now, this is on its way to our troops in Afghanistan. I guess it's going to make a stop in CFB Trenton. It's going to take a couple of weeks, but eventually it will get to our crew over in Afghanistan, right?
Absolutely, and we're hoping to receive some photos from the soldiers once they do get the Hero Canvas project. And it's just going to be really great because I actually talked to the Canada War Museum and about the Hero Canvas project and how this was a children's humanitarian effort from our Toronto, you know, community to our troops, and they're currently considering exhibiting it in Ottawa as a historical point of time.
Oh, well done.
Once we do get it back. So we don't know when, but I've made a request to the commanding officer in Kandahar with the initiative that we would really like to receive them back after the soldiers have appreciated them and really enjoyed them. And, you know, only time can tell now.
That's a neat idea. Listen, thanks for doing this, and thanks for the good work.
You.
It was a great idea, and it's, and you know, it kind of involves everybody in it. Certainly makes the point with the kids and through the kids. It's such a great idea. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, sure. Thank you so much. Okay.
All right. Marja Perrin is the creator and writer of a book series called Dash, Flash, and Friends, and was the brain trust behind this whole project that, you know, it's kind of a neat idea, and the kids have embraced it, so it'll be interesting to see how our troops respond with the Hero Canvas Project. We'll put details on that on our webpage at cfrb.com. I'm Dave Trafford.